Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. The Bible introduces us to lots of grumbling people. Most famously, we hear the people of Israel having a whinge after God had miraculously led them out of slavery in Egypt. They had been there for 400 years, and at last they'd been set free by the mighty hand of God. The yoke of oppression had been broken, and they were now able to enjoy the sweet taste of freedom. But almost immediately, their response is to grumble because things weren't working out in the way that they'd hoped. Nothing much has changed. Grumbling continues to consume huge amounts of time and energy in every part of society. You would hope that churches would be a glorious exception to this rule, but sadly, that wouldn't be true. James is concerned about this and is severe in his words. Grumbling shouldn't be taken lightly. Grumbling seriously damages the spiritual health of a church, and God will judge it. You've been warned. How should we respond to all of this? Billy Graham once observed, "Grumbling and gratitude are for the child of God in conflict. Be grateful and you won't grumble. Grumble and you won't be grateful." I find this helpful. We have a choice to make, and God's desire is that we should live our lives with gratitude. Gratitude to God for all that he's done for us, and an attitude of gratitude towards the people around us. They aren't perfect, but they are in different ways a blessing to us. Grumbling will only spoil our enjoyment of life and the quality of our relationships with other people. And far more seriously, if we allow grumbling to take a foothold in our lives, then it will ruin our relationship with God. Gratitude is God's way for us. Lord God, forgive us when we're tempted to grumble, and by your Spirit, nurture in us an attitude of gratitude. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.